I'm Chris Harwood, and this is the Live from Studio A session. We've got Mr. Doctor in the studio with us. It's a new duo formed by Stacey Kay, who has been releasing solo albums now for about 6-7 years, and Dave Mayling, also the two of them together, who is a member, I should say, of the Fontanelles. It's so great to have you both in the studio with us. Good afternoon. Well,
thanks for having
us. Good to be here.
Let's start off with a song.
Cool.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
A 1, 2, a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you miss me? Will you see me? Will you love me for a while? I've been right here all along. My head is burning, the world is turning. Down I'm broken and I'm blue. And if I cry, dear, it's just a prayer, dear, to a girl I never knew.
It's when I wake, dear, in the morning, and I'm lying there alone. I think of you, I think of you, though I know.
Mr. Doctor here live from Studio A. Dave Mayling, Stacey Kay.
Hello.
It's great to have you both here. Now, Dave, you're from around here.
Yeah, I grew up in Gary, which is on the far west side of Duluth.
Duluth is one of the geographical oddities of the world. It is a city that's 3 miles wide and 28 miles long.
So. Yes. Excellent.
So, well, you grew up in Gary. That's great. So, yep. But you now live in the cities.
Yeah, I moved down there maybe 7 years ago, six years ago. After graduating from UMD here, and kind of tooling around there, teaching and playing music at the moment. So
you're teaching? Where are you teaching?
Yeah, Twin Town Guitars. We actually both work together there, teaching youngsters, well, people of all ages.
All ages.
Yeah.
We're all youngsters at heart.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. Yeah, teaching a little piano and guitar down there. Mm-hmm. So.
Did you major in music up here?
No, I had a business major, I don't know.
Hmm. Not a bad tool to
interesting.
Have.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you're going to be in the music business, you may as well have the business side of things.
Yeah, definitely. Music well, I don't know how much of that rubbed off on me, but.
It's all supply and demand.
Yeah,
and
for sure. Yep.
Branding, things like that these days. So.
Yeah.
Stacey, you're from Sleepy Eye.
Sleepy Eye, Minnesota.
One of the best town names I think ever. I've never heard a better name. Sleepy Eye. I think, what an awesome name for a town. Sleepy Eye. So.
Yeah.
And you both live in Twin Cities now. Now, Stacey, you've been making records for the last 6-7 years. Your first album, Little Glass Houses, came out in 2008.
It did.
And you've just released your third solo album now.
This summer, in August, I did. Yep. Yeah.
Which is called Hotel Colfax.
Indeed.
Now, you said, is it named after a place that you lived for a while in the cities?
Yeah, actually, Dave and I both lived there together for a while.
The Hotel Colfax.
And it was...
Yeah. It's just a house. It was just a house.
But a lot of people stayed there.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
A lot of musicians on the floor.
Like, yeah, probably like 11 artists or so.
Oh, gosh. I'd have to count.
See, I was going to say there are a lot of really cool apartment buildings in Minneapolis with great names, but I'd never heard of the Hotel Colfax. Now I know why. It wasn't actually a place called the...
We just called it that.
That's great.
Yep.
All right. So, now, Dave, you, as a member of the Fontanelles, you just put a new record out this late summer, too.
Yeah.
A new new album. I played a track from it at the beginning of the hour. Strangers, Please Take Care. So, both of you putting out solo... You know, records with other groups, and so of course that's the perfect time to form a new one.
Yeah, as well. Well, there's a lot of cross pollination with both bands. In fact, you know, just 2 weeks ago we started tracking a new record for Stacy as well. So we got a lot of things in the pipeline, and you know, our good friends Darren and Bo, who play in the Fontanelles, both just recently had children. So we're doing this maybe to give them a little bit of a break.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yep.
This is a mercy mission for
you. It's a mercy mission, yeah. So they got a couple three weeks old kids at home.
And, yeah.
So we're doing this.
Great time to form a band for a while.
For sure.
That makes sense. Well, but they've have they played the Fontanelles or various members of on your solo record, Stacy, over the years?
Yeah, actually, both Bo Jeffrey and Jason McGlone, we used to play in a different band long ago, and then that band dismembered and... Or Dave stole all my band members from me.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Well, it's kind of a murky history. I don't know.
Well, but, you know, there seems like up here there are people who play in several different bands in the Duluth area too. So it's not that uncommon. But I can also see how it might steal one's focus. You know, if you're trying to really pursue that thing you're doing, that project, do those things get put on the back burner is the worry that I guess one would have.
It's actually worked out really well just because we all lived together, and then the Fontanelles would rehearse at the house and then I'd come around and be like, hey, do you guys want to, I don't know, I just invited myself in, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, both Stacy and I at the moment is basically all we do is, you know, play tunes and teach music and, you know, so there's no better reason to...
As long as you're sitting there with a guitar in your hand, you will put it to use. Yeah, yeah, sure. Great. Well, and speaking of guitar, well, we'll talk about those in a minute. I want to hear another song from you guys. You got...
All right.
Which one do you want?
Let's do Summer in the Backseat.
Sure.
It's kind of a...
Kind of country tune.
Country tune.
Mr.
Stacy
Doctor
wrote,
on KMD.
All right. Picking on the front porch, grinning with the teeth. I was looking at you to see if you were looking back at me. Hit the back roads and I knew them well. No spinning in the gravel, and I could always tell that you were alright with me. Something in our water, smoke in the air. It was summer in the backseat, wind through our hair. We never knew the truth, and we always took the dare. That's the truth. Flying down the road, no radio. We jump outside just to pretend to dance real slow. Then head to town all just to see a wedding dance at the orchid, so you could really dance with me. Something in our water, smoke in the air. It was summer in the backseat, wind through our hair. Never knew the truth, and we always took the dare. That's the truth. Summer in the backseat, wind through our hair.
never knew the truth, and we always took the dare, that's the truth. Oh, something in the water, smoke in the air. It was summer in the backseat, wind through our hair. Never knew the truth, and we always took the dare, that's the truth. Oh, something in the water, smoke in the air. It was summer in the backseat, wind through our hair. Never knew the truth, and we always took the dare, that's the truth.
Mr. Doctor here, live from Studio A on 103.3 KMD, playing at Beaner's tonight. Jeffrey James O'Loughlin opening the evening, then these two, Mr. Doctor, on stage, and Gallus coming up after that. The whole evening starts at 7 o'clock up at Beaner's. Now, you've been, of course, having grown up here. You've probably played gigs here in town in the past.
Yeah, plenty.
Have the Fontenelles been up yet for a gig?
Yeah, we usually play Homegrown every year.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we used to do a New Year's show at Beaner's Central out in West Duluth. That's kind of where I started playing originally. So it's great to be back there tonight. But yeah, hopefully we'll come up again next year soon, hopefully. But yeah.
Once the little ones have a little more mileage.
Yeah.
Right. And Stacey, we've of course got your first record on the shelf. I know I just played a track from that. But you being a Twin Cities person, I suppose you've been up, floated through Duluth in the past as well.
Yeah. Yep, playing at Beaner's and man, I can't even think of the other venue right now.
Well, we played at Bayfront one time together.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for Holly Moon Festival.
Yes.
2 years ago.
All right.
Yeah.
Last summer.
Okay.
That was the summer
two
before.
Summers ago.
The time flies.
It does.
Certainly, yeah.
I wanted to talk about guitars, because Stacey, I watched a video that you had posted some time back, and it's... It's got Dave on his Martin, and you were playing, I think, a Gibson. Was it like an old country western model or something?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. Dave's guitar.
Old Dave. But now mm-hmm. you are here in the studio. Dave's got his Martin, and you have a new Martin as well.
It's 2 weeks old in my care.
This is its radio debut. I'm proud
it
to
is,
announce.
It is, yes.
So, and first it's a triple, what is it, a triple out 15 we figured out? Is that what
right.
it is?
Right,
yeah.
Yep.
It's a lovely sound. And I got to say, the two together really make a great blend. So.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, we're liking it. Yeah, I'm gonna play a Telecaster tonight, so it might be a little more rock and roll.
Boy.
Mm. Yeah, okay. There's less fumbling over my fingers with that. Also, less nerves not on the radio. But
what do you mean?
But it's an electric, so you're gonna bring the amp in.
Yep.
And,
yeah. Countrified a little bit. That's Stacey's electric guitar.
I'm just
sharing guitars and writing music together.
Yep.
So it's all right.
Oh yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all. That last one, did you write that? Is that one of yours?
I wrote that one.
Mm-hmm.
The first one we co-wrote.
Wrote together. Which is something we try to do, but it's pretty time-consuming process. However, in that case, it wasn't.
No.
Because we just had a chorus, the Do You Miss Me,
mm-hmm.
Which was a lot slower at the time. And then we just split up and wrote verses, and that was the song.
Right. We set up to record in the living room, and then Dave was like, well, you go to your room, I'll go to mine. And then we came back and recorded it. So
there you go.
That mm-hmm. was kind of fun. We should just do that more often.
Spontaneity.
Yeah. Just, rooms and come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yep. But you said it started off as a slower tune and mm-hmm. it just found a faster tune.
It was pretty sappy.
Like, we could do a little bit of it here. It would be like,
it was, yeah, here.
Do you miss me? Will you see me? Will you love me? For a while.
Kind of that ilk, so
I think I've heard Paul McCartney say that Please Please Me was originally some slow sort of
like a ballad
emotive ballad
yeah.
that John had written, and they decided to speed it up, and it, mm-hmm. I think it made for a better tune. I'm not really sure that's the right decision, but I can see this the fast tempo I think lends well
sure.
to the tune.
I think it's something we kind of need to force upon ourselves too, because both Stacey and I are fans of just mid-tempo songs that just kind of, you know,
like
roll along.
Road trip music.
Yeah, like the next tune we play is probably more in that genre.
Just yours?
Just a medium kind of groove. I don't like to say the word groove, but...
Groove.
it is a medium groove.
Yeah.
Mid-tempo.
Well, and so, but you've collaborated on several songs, obviously, so mm-hmm. now you've got, your rumors of going into a studio, are there enough for a record, do you think, or an EP, or do you think a full album? What's the plan?
Yeah. I don't know how exactly we're going to do it. Ideally, What do you think, Stace?
Well, there's plans to record in February or January, I think. For surely, we would have enough for an EP, full length, possibly, eight songs.
Yeah. I think the ownership of the songs is, you know...
mixed.
It's just mixed. It doesn't really matter, you know? Mm-hmm. We'll kind of just sit down and play a few tunes for each other, and whatever kind of sticks to the wall is what we end up doing.
Yeah. Well, this has been a fun project, too, as far as writing style, because I've been going through a pretty country, like a country phase writing-wise, and this has been the perfect duo to play those songs out, you know, in that regard.
Right. Well, I mean, with the two guitars and a quieter sound than you get with the full Fontanelles, for example.
Yeah,
you
for really sure.
Kind of
yeah.
Look, country rock or what, I don't even know how to define music anymore
that
way.
Yeah, but kind of an older country sound,
there's no gloss on this.
Yeah.
A little more Carter Family is what it reminded me
of. Our voices crack. And
yeah. Yeah, a lot of voice cracks.
You know.
Big fan of a lot of 70s country stuff, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Kind of
probably born in the wrong era.
Yeah,
you know?
It always feels like that a little bit too. So
yeah, I think I saw Stacey on I can't remember which one, is it Facebook or your actual webpage or something. It said 70s throwback was one of the descriptions.
Oh
that
yeah.
Saying, so
yep.
So, I can see that.
It does tend to go a little that way. For instance, although this is besides the fact, but Stacey's new record is going to have a really good kind of AM pop radio vibe. coming from it, so yeah
right. I'm looking forward to it.
Lots of organs and kind of just mid-rangey warm goodness happening all over that stuff, so.
And that's the one you're working on now.
So yeah,
do you have a launch date in mind for it yet, or?
I'm seeing the spring. So
we all hope to see the spring.
Yes,
for sure. So that's great, because we know what's coming, so.
Right.
Oh man,
yeah,
which gives me time, you know, hunker down and get something done.
Yeah. That's what winter's all about. That's why we get things done up here. Winter forces us to sort of face the junk that's on our desk.
I think there's a lot of truth.
Kind of.
I think there's a lot of truth to that.
I've been really putting it off. I'm like, gosh, I really do that. I'm like, oh, the sun is out. It's going to get outside.
Mr. Doctor here live in Studio A here on 103.3. Let's hear another song from you guys.
Cool.
Put them up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Put them up, girl. Do you want to see me fight? Look at all the people here on a Friday night. I wanna get your number. I wanna make a plan. I'm gonna keep it together the best I can. Ooh, you gotta roll with the truth now. Ooh, you gotta roll with the truth now. Ooh, you gotta roll with the truth now. You got me and I. Look at all your friends out dancing on a Saturday night. You're gonna go home early. I'm gonna hitch a ride. Drop me off at my place. You can come inside. We'll piece our stories together on a Saturday night. Ooh, you gotta roll with the truth now. Ooh, you gotta roll with the truth now. Ooh, you gotta roll with the truth now. You got me and I got you. You got me and I got you. Well, some say dancing, well, it is a sin. Me, I'm just lazy, man. Stay in. Look at all the people out on each other's dime. We're gonna outlast them all on a Sunday night. Ooh, you gotta roll with the truth now. Ooh, you gotta roll with the truth now. Ooh, you gotta roll with the truth now. You got me and I got you. Ooh, you gotta roll with the truth now. Ooh, you gotta roll with the truth now. Ooh, you gotta roll with the truth now. You got me and I got you. You got me and I got you. You got me and I got you.
Mr. Doctor, live with Studio A here on 103.3 KMD. Stacey Kay and Dave Mayling are playing at Beaners tonight. Jeffrey James O'Loughlin, probably opening starting up at about 7. You guys will be after that, and Gallus will probably close the evening over at Beaners here in Duluth. And Dave, we of course hear you on the new Fontenelles release that just came out in September. Strangers, Please Take Care.
Yeah.
And Stacey, your Hotel Colfax, your third solo album released back in August.
Yes.
But you're working on a new one already, so
I am.
You are not sitting still, either of you.
We're trying to move quickly. So
yes.
And have fun for once.
Well, yeah. I mean, we hang out, so it's like, might as well do something productive.
Totally.
As you say, now's not the time to sit still.
Yep, absolutely.
So, fantastic. Great. I'm glad to have you both in today. This is
great.
Thanks
for
having us. Be sure to send us the new record, both your solo record when it comes out, Stacey, but also if Mr. Doctor does get one put together.
Yeah, we will.
That'll probably be done before
the
solo thing.
I think that'll probably be the next thing that'll be out from both of us.
We'll see the room together now.
So you never know.
Fantastic. Good. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is Live Studio A, produced by Christine Dean. I'm Chris Harwood. Thanks for our web assistant as well, Aaron Welch. To check out our upcoming guests, listen to previous sessions, you can go to kmd.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KMD. Thanks for listening.